DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Here are the radio listings for the 7 days beginning Saturday the 13th of June, compiled by Wendy and read by Gilly. Starting with Saturday 13th of June, an adaptation of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll is read by Alan Bennett on Radio 4 Extra at 12:30 and 6:30 p.m. Joseph Andrews Remixed is a dramatisation in two parts of Henry Fielding's novel about a good-natured footman and his eccentric friend. Part 1 is on Radio 4 at 3 p.m. Today's opera is Strauss's Der Rosenkavalier in a Royal Opera House production from 2004 on Radio 3 at 6 p.m. Moving on to Sunday the 14th of June. The Castaway in Desert Island Discs is actor Anna Maxwell Martin on Radio 4 at 10 a.m. While in Desert Island Discs Revisited, the castaway is champion racing jockey Frankie Dettori on Radio 4 Extra at 6 a.m, 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. An estimated 1 million people have had to leave their homes in Lebanon, which has been repeatedly hit by war. In Lebanon's Abandoned Lives, we hear about the realities of life in the country on Radio 4 at 1:30 p.m. The Little Otleys is a period comedy focusing on a web of romantic entanglements in Edwardian London on Radio 4 Extra at 1:50 and 7:50 p.m. Deja News is a quiz in which teams of contestants are questioned on a century of news archive. It's on Radio 4 at 4:30 p.m. Words and Music features poetry, prose and music evoking Restoration England, including readings from the diaries of Samuel Pepys and music by Purcell, on Radio 3 at 7:45 p.m. Current Affairs and From Our Own Correspondent is on Radio 4 at 9:30 p.m. Turning now to those programmes which are broadcast at the same time every day from Monday to Friday. 4 Days to Kill is a radio spy thriller by Robert Barr, following the exploits of Captain Jim Nicholson, played by Edward D'Souza, on Radio 4 Extra at 6 a.m, 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. The Book of the Week is Heatwave, The Summer of 1976, John L. Williams's non-fiction book charting the summer of heat, water shortages and cultural upheaval that rocked Britain, on Radio 4 at 11:45 a.m. each day this week. Under One Roof is a comedy drama about a mother, daughter and grandmother living together, based on stories by Michelle Hanson. It's on Radio 4 Extra at 8:45 a.m, 1:45 p.m. and 7:45 p.m. each day. In the Composer of the Week slot this week, Anonymous celebrates pieces whose authorships have been lost, deliberately obscured, or never recorded in the first place, on Radio 3 at 4 p.m. every day this week. The book at bedtime this week and next is Land by Maggie O'Farrell. Tomas and his son Liam are working to create an ordnance survey map of Ireland in the aftermath of the Great Hunger of 1845 to 52. It's read by Brendan Gleeson on Radio 4 at 10:45 p.m. Monday to Friday. Now, some individual programmes to listen to through the week, starting with Monday the 15th of June. Ella Fitzgerald, A Glorious Noise, is a 2017 programme examining the singer's work. It's on Radio 4 Extra at 10:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. In the series Nature Bang, the programme compares the bellowing roars of red deer stags to delve deeper into the psychology of the human voice, asking whether lower voices are taken more seriously. Radio 4 at 2:45 p.m. No doubt with the World Cup in mind, in 60 Years of Hurt, David Baddiel reflects on the collective and individual agonies of the penalty shootout on Radio 4 at 3:30 p.m. For fans of the panel show, there's an episode of Just a Minute on Radio 4 Extra at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. And there's also I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, hosted by Jack D on Radio 4 at 6:30 p.m. Now some suggestions for Tuesday, the 16th of June. The Medal Makers discovers the realities of being a judge at a sporting event with input from Olympic adjudicators on Radio 4 Extra at 10:30 a.m. Lucy Worsley begins a new series this week, Lady on Trial, exploring the lives of women involved in some of history's most famous and infamous legal battles. She begins with 19th century writer Caroline Norton, who campaigned to change the law on the custody of children, on Radio 4 at 3 p.m. In What's Up, Docs, Chris and Zan van Tulleken are at the Hay Festival to discuss what can be learnt from different countries and cultures around the world about how to live longer, healthier lives. It's Radio 4 at 4:30 p.m. And Radio 3 in Concert brings us a performance by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra of Mahler's Ninth Symphony on Radio 3 at 7:30 p.m. In Touch brings us news, views and information for people who are blind or partially sighted, presented as usual by Peter White on Radio 4 at 8:40 p.m. Moving on to Wednesday, 17th of June, in The Good Old Days, The Politics of Nostalgia, the programme delves into the archives to examine how politicians have used our love affair with the past and encouraged the nation that it's possible to reclaim it, on Radio 4 Extra at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. The Missing Hancocks brings us a recreation of A Holiday in France, a lost episode from 1955. Modern actors play the roles of Harry Secombe, Bill Kerr and Sid James, but surprisingly, Tony Hancock didn't feature in the original episode. Radio 4 Extra at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. And Choral Evensong comes from the Chapel of Clare College, Cambridge, on Radio 3 at 3 p.m. Radio 3 in Concert brings us the first of two concerts from Snake Maltings as part of the Aldborough Festival, on Radio 3 at 7:30 p.m. The second concert is tomorrow at the same time. In a new era of multi-party politics, The Long View compares attitudes to electoral reform, past and present, on Radio 4 at 9 p.m. Round off the day with music in The Folk Show with Mark Radcliffe, on Radio 2 at 9 p.m. Then on Thursday the 18th of June, in a programme from 2006, in the series Great Lives, Dame Cleo Lane and Ivan Massow explore the career of Ella Fitzgerald on Radio 4 Extra at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. In Ramblings this week, Claire Balding meets Marlon Patrice for a walk up the Wrekin in Shropshire on Radio 4 at 3 p.m. A new series of Feedback begins this week with a look into the mailbag of listeners' comments on Radio 4 at 3:30 p.m. Amal Rajan and guests offer their insights into the biggest news stories of the week in Radical on Radio 4 at 11 p.m. And so to Friday the 19th of June. The Wheels of Power hears from some of the drivers from the government car service in the Thatcher era who drove ministers around in Rovers, Jags and Daimlers on Radio 4 Extra at 10:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. The food programme this week asks the question, why isn't food part of cancer care? On Radio 4 at 11 a.m. Into the Wild, in the series Rare Earth, asks if there is any true wilderness left on our planet and considers the fear and fascination that the wilderness exerts. Radio 4 at 12:04 p.m. In Heart and Soul, Emily Wither speaks to Iranians inside the country about how war, repression and disillusionment have reshaped their relationship with religion on the BBC World Service at 1:30 p.m. Enjoy your listening week.
Now for a selection of the audio-described television programmes starting Saturday 13th of June and ending Friday 20th of June, compiled by Sarah, read by Diane, and with Richard doing the techie stuff. There's a lot of World Cup football this week, which is included here, even though it is not audio-described. I do appreciate that not everyone will be interested in this. Let's start with Saturday. Unfortunately, there's slim pickings today. At 1:30 in the morning on BBC One, there's Match of the Day with live coverage of the opening match in Group D between host nation USA and Paraguay at the Los Angeles Stadium. If you're a fan of retro American comedy, there are endless episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond starting at 5 to 8 and ending at 11:20. This is followed by 3 episodes of The Simpsons. Over on BBC Two at 11:50, you can see the film The Importance of Being Earnest with Reese Witherspoon. On BBC Two at 12:30, there's James Martin's Islands to Highlands. This week, James takes a magical trip to the stunning Isle of Skye and is joined by Top Chef and Ultimate Scotsman Tony Singh. Over on BBC Two at 1:15, there's Homes Under the Hammer, short lease flats in London and Leicestershire. On ITV at 4:15, there's Capital's Summertime Ball, the UK's biggest summer party at Wembley Stadium, with A-list artists including Ray, Niall Horan, Calvin Harris, Fatboy Slim and more. Into evening viewing on Channel 4. At 8, there's Yorkshire by the Sea, this week in Burton Constable, or at 8:35 on BBC One, there's the usual dose of Casualty, with Dylan discovering the truth about Stevie and Maddie's relationship. This is followed on BBC One at 9:25 by another episode of the drama series 2 Weeks in August. At 10:30 on BBC One, there's more football, this time the opening match in Group C between Brazil and Morocco. Later on, there's a choice of films starting at 9 on Channel 4 with Where the Crawdads Sing. This popular book adaptation is about a feral child who is accused of murder in America's Deep South. This is followed at 11:20 p.m. by the Oscar-winning comedy drama Jojo Rabbit, about a young boy in crumbling Nazi Germany who has an imaginary friend called Adolf Hitler. Your third option is Taken 3 on ITV at 1:50. Now on to Sunday. There's early hours football on BBC One at 1:10 a.m. with coverage of the Group C match between Haiti and Scotland from Boston Stadium. At 11 on BBC One, there's Homes Under the Hammer, followed at 11:30 by Bargain Hunt. Your afternoon film is at 2:30 p.m. on ITV and is the classic Bond From Russia With Love, starring Sean Connery and Robert Shaw. Thankfully, there are more choices of programmes in the evening today. At 7:15 on BBC One, there's the second and final episode of the nature documentary Tiger Island, and at 9:15 on One, the penultimate episode of the drama Death Valley. Over on BBC Two, there are 3 hours of varied documentaries. Expedition Killer Whale at 6:15, Hidden Treasures of the National Trust at 7:15, and then Expedition with Steve Backshaw at 8:15. On Channel 4, there's a new documentary, Free Nelson Mandela, which explores the extraordinary story of Nelson Mandela's journey from activist to revolutionary prisoner. In this first episode, Mandela is jailed for life in 1964 as activists and musicians rise against apartheid. If you fancy a film, the futuristic drama Children of Men, which explores a future where no more children are born, is on BBC Two at 10:45. Football closes play on BBC One with live coverage as Ivory Coast and Ecuador play their opening match in Group E at the Philadelphia Stadium. Before we move on to the rest of the week, here are the regular soaps and programmes which are on the same channel each day. Starting with the soaps, there are some changes this week due to the World Cup coverage. On Monday and Tuesday, it's EastEnders on BBC Two at 7:20, with Emmerdale at 8 and Corrie at 9 on ITV. On Wednesday and Thursday, it's just EastEnders on BBC One at 8:30. And on Friday, there's Emmerdale at 8, followed by Corrie at 8:30. In terms of regular programming on at the same time each day, BBC One have Homes Under the Hammer at 11:15, followed by Bargain Hunt at 12:15. Each afternoon, we have Escape to the Country at 3, with the exception of Friday, when it starts at 2:45. On Monday, Tuesday and Friday, there's a new series, Travelling Auctioneers, at 4:30. And at 6:30 on BBC One each weekday is Great Continental Journeys, this time in Scandinavia. There's Tennis from Queens each afternoon, starting at 1 on BBC Two. This is not audio described, but may still be of interest to some. Also on BBC Two at 6:30 each weekday is Great Continental Journeys in Scandinavia. Similarly, ITV have live racing from Ascot from Tuesday to Friday at 1:30. Channel 4's regular programme, Car SOS, is at 12:10, Narrow Escapes is at 4, and Chateau DIY is at 5. Now on to Monday. In addition to the regular daytime and tea time programmes, this evening's football match is on BBC One at 7:30, with live coverage of the opening match in Group G between Belgium and Egypt at the Seattle Stadium. At 8 on Channel 4, Chris Packham investigates in Invasion of the Parakeets. Ring-necked parakeets are some of Britain's most divisive birds. Are they beautiful, charismatic newcomers, or are they an ecological menace to crops and native wildlife? This is followed at 9 o'clock by 24 Hours in A&E, when Sonny is rushed to Queens with multiple stab wounds and doctors are concerned about an 87-year-old woman who is coughing up blood. On BBC Two at 9, there's Brexit, A Very British Civil War, which is followed at 10 by another episode of Mortimer and White House Gone Fishing. This new series begins with Paul and Bob taking a trip to North Uist in the Outer Hebrides to catch fresh sea trout. After the news on BBC One, we are given some insight into how models suffer widespread exploitation and coercion at the hands of their managers in OnlyFans Inside the Machine. This is followed at 11:55 by the film A Simple Favour. A small-town vlogger tries to uncover the truth about her best friend's disappearance. Now for Tuesday. Football dominates BBC One today with two matches, France v Senegal at 7:30 and Iraq v Norway at 10:45. For a rest from football, there's Digging for Britain with Alice Roberts on BBC Two at 8, followed by a new series at 9, Scam Amanda. This four-part docu-series follows mother and blogger Amanda Riley, whose story of a cancer diagnosis elicits sympathy and support, but upon investigation, things don't seem to add up. On Channel 4 at 8, it's Bake Off, The Professionals, followed by a new series of the drama series, The Light in the Hall, Still Waters, at 9. Decades after being jailed for the 1995 murder of his cousin, Rhys Owen returns to his hometown as a local journalist stumbles across a long-buried secret. You can round off your evening viewing with 24 Hours in A&E, also on Channel 4. Now on to Wednesday. Portugal play against the Democratic Republic of Congo on BBC One at 5:30. The series Changing Ends continues at 7:30 on ITV. This is followed at 8 by England's first game against Croatia, also on ITV. For something non-football related, head over to BBC Two at 8 for the repair shop. This week, the team restore a children's truck built by their dad, a cherished Dutch doll, and a moth-eaten fez from Egypt. At 9 on BBC One, Death in Paradise continues, and over on Channel 4, at the same time, you can catch the second episode of the series, The Light in the Hall. Round your evening off with Night Copper, also on Channel 4 at 10. Now for Thursday. Unsurprisingly, there's more football. The Czech Republic play South Africa, with coverage starting on BBC One at 4:30. And Switzerland take on Bosnia-Herzegovina over on ITV at 7. Channel 4 has a full evening of programmes for you. At 8 p.m, George Clark's Beautiful Builds continues, this week with Michelle in Windsor, who has got stuck updating her undesirable bungalow. This is followed at 9 by 24 Hours in Police Custody, when a missing man is believed to have been murdered. Finally, at 10 on Channel 4, there's a new series, The Accused Beyond Reasonable Doubt, which follows individual fighting convictions that they believe to be a miscarriage of justice. There are a couple more options at 9. BBC One have the last episode of Reported Missing, when the police launch high-risk searches for two missing women. On BBC Two, Queen James explores the life, loves and relationships of James I, the monarch whose deep affections for handsome young men shaped both his personal and political reign. And finally, on to Friday. At 7:30 on BBC One, the USA take on Australia in a Group D match. Over on Channel 4 at 8, there's another episode of Our Farm Next Door, Amanda, Clive and the kids. This is followed at 9 p.m. by Celebrity Gogglebox and then First Dates, both also on Channel 4. BBC Two have the final episode in this series of Hidden Treasures of the National Trust, this week focusing on garden designer Gertrude Jekyll at Munstead Wood, one of the Trust's newest properties. This is followed by Season 7 finale of Inside Number 9. There's one late film on BBC One at 11:55, an action thriller called Roadhouse. A once-famed MMA fighter, now down on his luck, is offered a job as a bouncer at a Florida bar, but his arrival does not suit the plans of a local gangster. For die-hard football fans, there are basically matches throughout the night, with coverage starting on ITV at 10. Scotland play against Morocco with a kick-off at 11 p.m. Brazil are against Haiti at 1:30 a.m. and it's Turkey versus Paraguay at 4 a.m. We do hope that you'll find something of interest this week.
TNF Soundings.